And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here. Rock God Rick Mexa is here, too. Corey Sandin is here, too. We were supposed to have Rosie and Jeff from Sago Sport Fishing today. They're under the weather, so they bowed out today. They'll be back in February. But so you got us.
Yeah.
And we're just having fun just talking fishing and unbelievable fishing that's going on right now,
dude,
too.
What do you say about this? It is flat calm. It is bluebird sky.
Yeah.
It is limits of bluefin tuna.
Shiny.
Aliar's catching fish 50 to 90 pounds, 40 miles from home. Like, this is just
crazy.
It is.
Let's
it
get
is
on
crazy.
A boat and go fishing, right?
Yeah.
Santa Ana, calm condition. Yeah, for
this,
sure.
This has been a great show. Lots of fun. And I love having Corey and Pete in here. We're just hanging out talking fishing.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you. Been a busy morning already. If you want to join us in the second hour, we'd love to hear from you. 213-432-1090 again. 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phone. Keep those texts rolling in on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to be taking your phone calls and taking your texts this second hour. Love to hear from you. Giving away a killer prize today. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on a full day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. They're currently engaged in their maintenance period right now. As soon as that boat comes available, you're going fishing with Captain Matt. Captain Ryan, going to have a great time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's continue our catch report. Gundy Gunderson, the surf guru, is here. Good morning, Gundy.
Hi, Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great.
Yeah, I like the open mic. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, you could hear that.
Yeah.
The indispensable Zoom fluke.
Right?
It's a good times, right?
You know, I mean, we use it so much in the surf, and especially this time of year, clear, clean water, finesse bait, slow-moving bait, can fish it on a dart head or a dropper loop, and then we got rock cod applications. That's fantastic.
And you can catch a freshwater bass
on it, too. For the most part, slow fishing.
Right?
What's that?
Catch a freshwater bass on it, too.
Striped bass?
What
it goes
else?
On and on.
Anything that swims
slow,
like...
You know, slow fishing for the most part in the surf line, winter-like conditions, cold, clean water. We've been talking about that. The bait's kind of scattered. Water temps on the upper end, 60, 61, colder, 58, 59 on those northern beaches. The best opportunities continue to be the halibut fishing. And the theme is basically the bites are down, but the quality's been good. Several legal fish. Some nice models, 28 to 35 inches. You know, the bites are scattered, so you have to shuffle your feet. You have to move around. You have to cover ground. And what was interesting this week is we got bites on the hard jerk baits, which is something, you know, it's been a bait bite here lately. But that's something to keep an eye on and something worth doing. The bark perch fishing was also solid with the colder water temps. Most anglers post a limit or a near limit. Lugworms seem to be the better bait, but gulp, grubs also working, so that's something to keep an eye on. Not much quality, mostly palm-sized to hand-sized fish. But again, that best bite was the halibut deal. Gaviota, Hollister Ranch, Goleta is what those guys up there at Hookline Sinker told us. I think they checked in four fish from 31 to 35 inches, so those are real nice fish. Other spots that kicked out fish during the week here, below Point Magoo, the old chart house there, Malibu, Torrance Beach, Shoreline Drive in Long Beach, River Jetties, Cotton's Point, and then South Carlsbad, Pacific Coast, checked in three legal fish off that South Carlsbad area, and there those guys were using surf perch pattern flash minnows. And we talked about that last week, you know, when the bait dries up a little, you'll find these better quality fish move into the surf line to fish on shiner perch or those small little silver dollar barred perch, the halibut will gobble those things up. So we might see a little shift here to where we're seeing more fish in the shallows and better quality fish. So that's something to keep an eye on, and that'll be the bright spot for the week. You know, one thing I also wanted to touch on, we just barely talked about a couple weeks ago about, you know, the the rigs the guys like to use in the shallow water like this, clear, clean, you know, cold water. And we talked about 12-pound test. And I kind of took a survey of the guys in the shops, and most of the guys like to fish the mono. And that's basically because in the shallow water, you hang a big fish, you have a certain amount of stretch. And when you're in 10, 12 feet of water, you don't have a lot of stretch, period. So, you know, if you're going to use fluorocarbon, make sure your main line is monofilament so you still have that stretch element in there. And most of the guys use the egg sinker rig in the shallow water. The thing about the egg sinker rig is when you get one of those halibut that's kind of taking the bait or messing, you can, you know, you go into free school and you put your fingers on that line, you just kind of feel what that halibut's doing. And that rig is ideal for that sort of fishing. You know, different times of year, you're using dropper loops in deeper water and things like that. But this time of year, that's the predominant rig. A couple guys, though, used reverse dropper loop rigs and then used little micro swivels on there to keep things straight. You know, when you're fishing 12-pound, if you tie a dropper loop with the knot, the knot's a little bit compromised. And when you're fishing 12-pounds, you don't want any compromises. So a good sure knot on a small three-way swivel with a reverse dropper loop is how some guys fish. And then the sliding egg sinker, maybe a bead so the 12-pound doesn't get beat up, and, you know, 18-inch leader, and that's the other rig that guys prefer in the shallow. So,
what's the
you know, it's that time of year, and halibut fishing, like we were talking a lot of times, a little more sophisticated than most guys think, but you do some little things, and you're going to get a few more bites, and that can make the difference.
Kenny, what's the ideal rod to fish that on?
Well, you know, it's funny, we were talking about that yesterday, too. Most of the guys like a really limber tip, you know, something that's extremely sensitive, you know. So when you feel that fish grab that bait, ka-gunk, you know, you feel that little clatter, it almost will transmit. You could feel small bites, and you could feel better quality bites just by how that rod will shake. You need a little backbone, you know, and you don't want something stiff because, like I said, you need some shock absorption, you know, especially in the surf line where you get the surge of the surf and stuff like that. But overall, light line fishing, heavy halibut, you want shock absorption. That's key. So you got to keep that in mind. You know, fishing straight spectra and then fluorocarbon, you have absolutely no stretch in that whole rig. You put maximum pressure on the hook set. And you can let some fish get away that way. So that's something
that
to consider.
I bet that Bill Barney rod that we're giving away on Christmas Spectacular next Saturday would be perfect for that, made for the surf. So
little limber tip rod.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for a great report. Merry Christmas to you. Of course, no show with you for the next 2 weeks, Christmas Day, New Year's Day. So you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you on Sunday, January.
Yeah, right on, guys. Merry Christmas to everyone, and things ain't as bad as they make it out to be. As long as you fit, you know what I mean?
All right.
Seriously.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you next year.
I love those reports.
Gunny's awesome. Yeah,
I hinge on
sure. Yeah. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to these
no
guys.
No doubt, man. And that's going to wrap up our catch report. Hey, great news. The 2023 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar is here. And this year's calendar includes fantastic fishing photos, all the important dates, the best daily tide charts, tips and techniques, and fishing regulations. Pick up your calendar at shops, landings, and all the Turner's Outdoorsman locations, or order your calendars online at surffishtackle.com.
All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Corey. They want to talk to Rick. Let's go and jump into it.
Don, our great buddy from Woodland Hills, is on the phones this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Rosie, Jeff, get well and Merry Christmas to you. Sorry we couldn't hear you this morning, but we'll catch you in February.
Well said.
Guys, listening to the show with Rambo yesterday was great. My question is he was, I think he was talking about using like a number two hook with the squid, and I just thought that was kind of small with the bluefin they were catching. So I was wondering if you could talk about that.
I think that was more the sardine, right, Rick?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're right. We were talking about that, Don, and I might have said it backwards or not. But, yeah, number two, he was talking about with that light finesse sardine fish in, and that was the advantage of having the squid is you could sneak up your hook size and go with, like, a 10, 20, 30 size circle hook with the squid not being overly affected. And that's what we were saying. Like, that's always the tough call is, you know, when it's scratchy, tough bluefin fishing, you know, downsizing your hook size, no doubt, is a great way to get a bite. But with that comes difficulties landing them. There's no question a bigger hook and a bigger barb put fish on the boat. They allow you to make a lot more mistakes. Bluefin can be some head shaking son of a guns, you know, when they're up close to the boat. So, yeah, it's, you know, that'll forever be the battle. The smaller the hook, the better you get your bites. But the bigger the hook, the better your chance of that fish coming on board.
Mike was talking this morning with the squid. It didn't really matter, though. You could fish heavy and still catch them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's the advantage. And he said 60% of his fish were on the squid.
Where Rambo was saying mostly for them it was a sardine fish.
It was mostly sardine fish, yeah.
You know,
and then, of course, on the Player Supreme last night, it was all nighttime fishing, so you're fishing heavy for that.
Gotta love
60 to 90 pound fish.
Putting a big giant Gamakatsu assist hook and winding one of those things on. They usually make it home.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Don, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, great
Ian.
Call.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live to Captain Andy Cates from the Red Rooster 3. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays.
Hey, yeah, you
same
too, buddy.
To you.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm just calling in. I wanted to put out again that we've still got spots on the Riviera cruise trips in February on Red Rooster. And it's same thing that we've talked about. You know, it's a 3-day, a 4-day trip down in Magdalena Bay where you fly into La Paz. And we transport you, shuttle you to the lower end of Mag Bay, and then shuttle you out in Pongas to the Red Rooster where you spend 3 days, a couple of days doing whaling. Nice day of a hike to Santa Maria Bay, all food and, I mean, deluxe cuisine food. You know, that's another thing I wanted to let people know. This is a platform that is basically, it moves, but it doesn't rock and roll because we're in the bay the whole time. And this actually is an advantage for everybody on board, especially the cook in the galley, the chef in the galley. But, it really opens up him to really experiment and put out some fantastic meals. But, you know, this is all included in the trip. And for those of you that have not got a wintertime cruise or a trip with your wife or your girlfriend or kids or whatever it might be, you know, this is a fantastic idea. We have got a lot of traction here in the last couple of weeks, so I think people are now getting to the point, you know, but always after the holidays, you're like, oh, man, we should get out of town. Well, this is a perfect opportunity to do that. It really is.
What a great Christmas gift to give your special significant other. It's like, hey, we're going whale watching and cruising on the Red Rooster in Magdalena Bay for 4 days. And that's the cool thing about it is it's just a 3 or 4 day trip. So the itinerary would be you fly into La Paz and you get on the boat that day, right?
Yeah, you get it. I'm trying to get I am getting people to fly in roughly around noon, 1:30, and then it's about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes shuttle down to Porto Chale, which is the lower end of Mag Bay, and then the Ponga ride out to the boat is about 20 minutes, you know. So I like to try and get everyone out there by about 3:30 or 4 in the afternoon. It gives you a chance to get acclimated, do a nice seminar, get things squared away before it gets dark. Ironically, I was just down in Loreto a couple of weeks ago, actually about 8 days ago, and the weather was beautiful. I know you were down in Mexico, too, and the weather was beautiful. And then came back up here, and it's just freezing cold, which is crazy, but
it's a different world.
I mean, I'm looking out the windows here, and it's blue skies, but, boy, when you walk outside, it's like, whoa. What happened?
Yeah, exactly. And you're only talking about an hour and 45-minute flight from L.A. or CBX Tijuana, easy in and out to La Paz, very small airport, very easy and inexpensive, too, to fly in and out of. And Andy, do you have the dates of the – I know there's some that are already sold out. Do you have the dates of the available spots on the Red Rooster Riviera cruise?
I do. The first trip leaves – Porto Chale on the 9th, February 9th to the 13th. And then there's the Valentine's Day departure on February 14th, which would be pretty nice for somebody that wanted to do something special. So 14th to the 18th, and then the boat comes up, and then we leave on a 16-day trip. You know, we had a couple of spots open up on a fly-down, fly-back on the 5th of January. It leaves from Cabo San Lucas, and then it returns to Cabo San Lucas. So this eliminates that travel going up and down. If somebody's interested in that, we just had a couple of spots open up. That trip's been sold out for months, and then we had a couple of people that didn't work out here recently. So there are two spots available on that, and that leaves Cabo San Lucas on the 5th and returns on the 14th. So if you're in the market for that and you've got that fits your schedule, it might be something to look at as well.
Andy, I'd like to sign up for that trip, and then I've got a request. The other spot that's available, could you have the masseuse from the Riviera Cruise go ahead and come along on that one as well? I'd like to be at Hurricane Bank with you, get a little shoulder rub at the end of the afternoon, pulling on some big tunas.
Yeah, a little pre-run on the masseuse.
Yeah.
So I touched it with the masseuse down there, too, when I was down in Loreto. I went down to Lopez Mateo and then back up to San Juanico, but I touched base with her. She's all ready to go and excited. So,
so there'll be a masseuse on the boat on the Riviera cruises. Yeah, that sounds. And there's only two cruises available, so you better jump on it. How do we get aboard if we want to jump on one of those remaining spots? I know they're filling up pretty quickly.
I call the office and talk to Maria at 619-224-3857. And if you want to just type in Red Rooster, a link will come up, and it's redrooster3cruise.com, and that's a link right off of our website. So, it, you know, whaling, something like that, and this trip will come up when you punch it in.
Fantastic. Well, Andy, glad you're having success with our listeners, and can't wait to hear the I know you're going to fill them up, so you better jump on it. What a great Christmas, New Year's Day. Hey, look what we're doing right after the New Year, right? Jump on the Red Rooster 3 and go whaling and cruising and relaxing and eating fine food in a beautiful place.
Absolutely. It is a spectacular trip. I'd like to see more people get an opportunity to do it.
For sure. Thanks, Andy, for making it happen, and Happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you.
All right, you guys. Hey, let me get this straight. Are you going to be on air next week on Christmas?
So we will actually be on air on Christmas Eve, Saturday, and then we're doing a recorded show on Christmas Day.
Okay. All right. Well, tell you what. I'll give you a jingle next week.
All right. Sounds great. All right, Andy. Thanks a lot, and nice to hear from you. Of the Red Rooster Riviera.
Care. Thank you.
All right.
See
nice
you,
to hear from you. Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, let's jump into those jam-packed phones. They've been very, very patient.
I couldn't agree more. Next up, we got Dave. Dave's calling from ANZA this morning. Hi, Dave. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Let's talk hookup. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and a big Merry Christmas to you all, especially to you, Rick, with that new little guy there. That first Christmas is going to be a special one there for you. So, I was really looking forward to talking to Jeff and Rosie. Hope they get up and around here real soon. And I've done that Sagos trip before, and it's so much more than a fishing trip. It's a real adventure. And the one thing that really impresses me, and I really wanted to ask them about it, maybe you can give me a little insight. You know, this is to such a remote place on this island down in Mexico, but that lodge is run so efficiently. You know, the rooms are well supplied, the food is great, the shuttles, the boats, everything is always on time. Do you have any insight to what it takes, the logistics of what they have to go through to keep an operation like that up and running like they do?
Massive. Right, Corey?
It's
money. I mean, fuel, think
about just getting vegetables onto the island or your protein, your meat, you know, anything other than fish. It's extremely expensive to get those wonderful meals
Everything has to come in by air or by boat, and it's not a cheap operation.
I'll tell you what it makes to make an operation that successful, and it's a Rosie. You know what I mean? Like you got somebody
and Adrian, who's basically a local. The owner, Adrian, makes it all happen because he has so many connections in Mexico. He lives in Ensenada. He can coordinate all that stuff.
Their crew.
And that's it.
The whole crew, so fantastic. So, again, like family oriented. You know, you just. And the level of personnel that they have to guests. I mean, it's. it's got to be one-to-one or more.
Oh,
you know
for
what I mean?
Sure.
Like, there's so many people on that crew, and that's what makes it so easy for you. And I just, yeah, I love it. It's
and
such
with
a great
second,
operation.
The second lodge opening, too. I mean, that really opens the doors.
Big time.
And you know what's interesting is I love the first lodge, but a lot of people like the second lodge. So it's kind of like, you know, which one do you want? You can't lose either way.
Yeah, I'm such a not broke, don't fix it guy that I want to always keep going back to my favorite place. But I had more than one of our customers at the tackle store come back and say, oh, guaranteed lodge number two.
Lodge number
That's
two.
That's us for here on out. So, yeah. I'm with you. I don't think you can miss.
Can't beat either way. Hey, Dave, Merry Christmas. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here from Bill in Mission Viejo. He says, is it possible to get white sea bass with a swim bait? What size and color would you use? And I'm going to direct that to Corey because I know he is the white sea bass master on a swim bait.
I don't know about the master, but I caught a handful last year. No legals. I had like a 27-incher and... And, you know, there's a huge difference between a 24-incher and a 27-incher.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost looks legal. It looks like a
a
darn steelhead coming in. It's just beautiful, you know.
Absolutely.
I did it all with the 5-inch weedless.
5-inch weedless.
On a 7-aught Gamakatsu. And that's it right there. I mean, that's what I use. They get them on the hard jerk baits. They get them. The only drawbacks with the jerk baits, you know, the hard jerk baits and the treble hooks, even if you're using single hooks, single hooks is gonna hamper your hookup ratio. The treble hooks are a pain because there's always surf grass. I always like to fish around the surf grass and the structure, and even if I'm fishing halibut, because that halibut will lay in the tiniest of little sand pocket, and like Gundy mentioned, they'll eat the shiner perch, the surf perch. They'll eat all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's I love fishing the weedless.
What about you? I remember stories, you know, in years past of you fishing calicos in the kelp and talking about seeing, like, almost sight casting, like literally standing up, super quiet, picking your lane, bass fishing, and seeing those big fish just swim by.
Oh, yeah.
Is that still a thing that happens? Was that a time of year thing? Was it a different cycle? Or do you still see that when you're out fishing?
No, I had it happen a handful of times this last year. Yeah. No, it happens. That's usually like a lead-headed swim bait kind of thing where you can present it. But I'd never have a lead-headed swim bait rigged up, for crying out loud. Come on, man. You know me better, Rick.
So I'm going to go on a prediction here. You know, I always predict Albacore.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
this could be the year. I'm going to predict this year with the water conditions the way they are, cooler than normal, with all the squid that's around right now, we could have a pretty good sea bass spring this year locally. I'm talking, you know, along the coastal strip.
Sure.
It hasn't happened for a few years.
But listening to Mark Wish, and it's even outside the break wall up there out of Long Beach.
Hello. Yeah, well, let's see what your saltwater guide, our fishdope.com reporter, has to say about that.
I'll bet he has plenty to say about it. And today, that catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, they're having their huge sale on that popular holiday platter. It includes a pound of smoked fish, 3 packs of tuna jerky, 3 packs of their popular smoked cheeses. Call for details and pick up yours today at their Old Town location on Taylor Street. Check fishermansprocessing.com. All the details are on there, as well as all the other great gifts. We talked about it this week. I mean, you want to talk about easy stocking stuffer for
spicy
a fisherman
drugs.
Or a cooker? Yeah, the poke kit, the ceviche spice, the wiggletail treats for the dog. Everything those guys do is just killer. Fishprosthemarket.com. And we're going to talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Corey, Rick, Pete, Kelly, and I just want to wish everybody a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas, because we're not going to be on the show for a couple weeks, so it's going to get that out of the way right away. Thank you, everybody, for all the support over all this year. And as far as fishing goes, I know Pritchard was on there, Frank was on there, and Aliar just had a phenomenal evening. Can you believe this bluefin tuna? I just cannot comprehend the amount of fish that are out there. And like I was saying last week, the biggest problem we have is coverage. But now with that Tanner Bank fish, there's so many boats going out there, all of a sudden Aliar stumbles into the fish 40 miles from Point Loma. Gang, I think there's fish all over the place, like I've been talking about for a while, but it's just coverage. And here we go. It looks like it's going to just go all the way. I don't think it's going to stop. I don't just, it's just amazing. And then the fishing on the beach, like Pete was just saying, the amount of squid, gang. The boat parade in Newport, there was boats out in front of the harbor last night with their Christmas lights on, and the squid was coming up under the Christmas lights in front of Newport Harbor. Yeah,
that's
pretty
bad.
Amazing. The volume of squid, I mean, the stuff was sucking into the mouth of the harbor just looking for somewhere to spawn.
Jeez,
so,
that's pretty cool, dude.
I think it's going to be an incredible springtime for this sea bass. We haven't seen this in so long, Pete, that I think you're absolutely predicting correctness. And then that albacore is probably not far behind it with the cool water and all the anchovies. I think we're just in store. I just think it's going to keep rolling along.
Yeah, we got to like it. Now, tell us about this full access membership that you've donated very generously to our Christmas Spectacular next Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. That's really cool.
Oh, no problem. Gang, it's full access to the whole website. We have four bundles that are parts of the membership that you get when you're a member of, if you pay a little bit of extra money. Each bundle is $100. One bundle is all the spots from the Channel Islands to the Mexican border, San Clemente Island, Catalina. It's like those spot videos we made a long time ago, Pete, with Danny Jackson.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I digitalized it all. I stole all the spots that you gave us, and I put it all out there digitally for everybody. So you got access to all the spots. Then you also have access to the bundle, which is called Game Plans. Every Thursday at 3:30 in the afternoon, I put out a expanded game plan from the Channel Islands to the Mexican border and offshore. We cover everywhere, everything, anything that's going on. Then we have the personal forums. If you have some questions, you can ask me. That's another bundle that's available for $100. And then the final one is that when we took Mike and Nate from Bear Flag out and did the deep swordfish. So we all for those bonds plus comes out to $550, and we're going to give that away on the Chris Hill with Mark Wood.
Very nice. Well, that's like, now, if somebody's to join the club, how to hold of you?
First, it's pretty hard not to see me on every social media platform, podcast, anything and everything that has social media there.
Wait, I mean, Elon Musk hasn't phoned you off of Twitter yet?
No, he likes my attitude.
Hey, and of course, Fish.com, what a great gift for somebody. $20 off on ship.com using the code hook now. Lower, no space, hook up now. Fishdope.com gives you current information. Dave tells you how to catch him on his website, but Fishdope.com tells you where to catch him and when to catch him. That's a great partnership there between us two. And Dave, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, and we'll see you next year.
All right, Pete, Nick, Corey, thank you very much. And, yeah, I can't do anything without Fish Dope, so you guys got to feel the same way. I use Fish Dope every – all right, thanks. Merry Christmas. Happy year.
Kelly. Hey, want to wrap up of the great report, our Philp.com, by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pros using other custom lay knives from Ann's and Knives, made from high-carbon steel, great edge, and easy to sharpen. Ann's and Knives are the best lay knives ever produced. Ann's also offers knives from Barry, law enforcement, and hunting. Ann's and Knives.com for more info. That great pro series process. I just got a skinning knife from Ann's not long ago.
They're awesome, aren't they?
It's a short blade. It's a skinning knife.
It's made from a hardened steel file.
Yeah. Cool. And it is using for everything. Yes. I mean, it's not a quote-unquote kitchen knife, it's dinner, but dude.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. I mean, absolutely everything. They are so freaking sharp,
yeah,
man.
And the hands are a work of art.
I love
So we'll be giving away hands and knives. Christmas spectacular. Look forward to
yourself. And they're the best. When we back, more Let's Talk Hookup come away, including your phone calls and texts. It's Let's Talk Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Mark your calendar for what's this to be the most exciting sports show of the year. The OU Bigger and Better 13th Annual Civic Code Sports Fishing Tackle Bow and Trout Show March 2nd to the 5th at Sea Fair and Events in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sporting exhibitors, manufacturers, tacklers, fishing boat, fishing resort, taking up the entire fairgrounds, fabulous seminars, and a free kids trout pond. This year's show has added freshwater exhibitors and seminars to cover fast trout and fly fishing. New fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, fish, calico bass, more. Take advantage of edible show stools from major tackle retail dealers to great fishing level destinations. Or full days, Thursday, March 6th, on March 5th, Eagle Pacific Coast for fishing tackle boat, Nablo, at the Infernity Vince, Mesa. Don't miss it.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
This is a world where you can still drive ATs up beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips around to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, is real big. We're one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's limited. It's 34 rooms, so we get to know everyone. The old saying, everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the employees' names. Very personal, very intimate, a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. I'll personally guarantee best fishing experience vacated at Rancho Leonero.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and new anglers that came up last season. We realize how precious your vacation is, and we are truly grateful you chose to spend them with us. It's important your experience is memorable, from the moment you leave the office to time to off boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the family and make a memory.
Swordfish season is on, and now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and their lineup of electric reels are fantastic. The Daiwa Seaboard, with its mid-torque motor, has the power to bring in that swordfish. And when it comes to flying a kite, the Daiwa Tanacom is the answer, and so affordable. Both Daiwa reels are in...
Others know the best are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible UC case for easy tangle-free jig storage. Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give limb baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also sells fishing gears, clothing, and more. For the lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for a cool tackler.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up. Having a great time this morning, man. This is a lot of fun, you guys. Having a great time, enjoying it. Yeah.
You have a good test?
I got a bunch. Yeah, fire one up here.
Yeah.
This is a fun one regarding our trip. You know, we've been talking about the different Let's Talk Cook Up trips. We've been talking about Tedrin. This is one that I like in San Juan Capistrano. Says, hi, guys. Enjoy the show. Was wondering which Let's Talk Cook Up you each are most looking forward to for next year. That's Mike in San Juan Capistrano.
Wow. The ones that we're looking forward to next year?
The trip that you're most looking forward to for next year.
Damn. That's so hard.
I already know the one, but this is the let-up trip.
Okay. Loretta Rumble
is
one of my favorites. And with Cass, that's always a fun one. And Queen Charlotte Safaris. Corey's going to join this year.
That's nine right there.
That's one I'm really excited about. What about you, Rick?
It's a toss for me. My favorite Let's Talk trip of the year is Kingfisher Charters. It's just one that means to me, sentimentally, I went all years with you and Marty and all the years. And it's the trip that, God willing, I'll do for the rest of my life, no matter what. You know, Seth and Heath and Simon and all the guys that work up there, they become like true friends of mine, and it's the one that I'm the most looking forward to.
Such a great trip.
Yeah, it's a great trip. It's all, you know, one package, easy, probably my favorite of the year. But, man, I'm really excited about Mexico again this year. Like, I didn't go last year. We didn't do nearly as much travel. We were so blessed to have Wyatt this year, but didn't do some of the trips that we have before. So I'm really looking forward to sneaking a couple extras.
What
in
about
this year.
Katmai?
Well, that's what I was getting to. Like, that's the biggie. So I can't wait.
Yeah,
that's
you get to go to
that's
Katmai
a
this
very
year.
Special trip.
Oh, it is such a great trip.
It really is. I mean, it's unique. So
What about you, Corey?
Yeah,
the Queen Charlotte one for sure.
Yeah,
because I have never experienced the Alaskan or the Canadian, you know, style fishing like that.
Yeah.
But the harvest to me is like...
Totally.
You're going to go nuts on that lingcod fishing up there.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable how good it is.
And then you put aside the fishing and the harvest and the bears and the eagles and
the lodge itself is so beautiful.
Wow.
And literally right out the door, the eagles are feeding. They're everywhere. I mean, they're like John Ireland used to talk about Dorado, they're vermin up there, right? They're just literally bald eagles everywhere.
It's probably a short
super
walk to
remote.
The short walk to the boat, but I probably won't have difficulty finding my way with all the wildlife.
Yeah, no, that's going to
so
be
cool.
a special trip. But there's so many good trips that we've sponsored for year after year. You know, Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez. You know, there's so many good ones.
The thing I've noticed about, you know, I mean, Pete, you this isn't new to you, and the Let's Talk Cookup trips, so many of them are, this is our 10th annual, our 15th annual, our 20th annual, and sometimes it takes that
28th
long.
Annual.
Yeah.
I think what our Kingfisher Charters is. I think it's 28.
And sometimes it takes
and
that
Rancho
long
Leonero
to secure such special dates. Like, that's what I'm going at, is these aren't just trips where somebody said, hey, I've got a slow trip, help me fill it. Like, these are prime dates for the locations that you pick. And, you know, those two things don't often collide, like a fun group trip during the most prime time. And that Kingfisher trip has been the same week for years and years and years for that reason. Yeah. And it's same
and
with Coleman's, and same with Rancho.
Yeah,
I mean, they're a long time in the making.
The bad news is Kingfisher Charters sold out, but you can sign up for 2024.
Totally.
Yeah.
How about Queen Charlotte's?
Queen Charlotte still has a couple of spots left.
Okay. Oh,
there
is.
And there are a couple spots left on Katmai Lodge, too.
Oh, cool.
So get them before they're gone. I've been talking that Queen Charlotte and the Katmai trip up. A lot of people have been asking me about it the last couple of weeks, going, you know, what about this? What about that? I go, there's a couple of spots left, but you better jump on it quickly. All the information is on our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the trips page, you can get all the contact information, look at their websites, get the full rundown. Valerie from Queen Charlotte Safaris will be here in January.
Nice.
And then Bob from Katmai will also be here in January, too. So we're going to hear some full shows on that. Speaking of our website, we did a major change this. Our designer, Chad, our guy, we did a major update to the website. I guess the internet is just going crazy right now, and they need to do constant updates on things and stuff. So there's some issues with the updates. And I posted the recipe yesterday. I talked about Chef Jeff's recipe, halibut cozumel. I posted that yesterday. It's for some reason, it's the picture's up, but the recipe's not downloading. We're working feverishly to get that up. So just be patient with us. We'll make sure that we get that up. Most of the other websites, fine. You know, like I got several orders for the AFCO bags yesterday and other Let's Talk Hookup gear and stuff like that. So everything seems to be working, but a couple of glitches. So if you have some minor glitches, just go back and revisit it. But the trip page is working just fine. So if you want more information on our trips page, check it out. Hey, Rick, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Packed they are, man. We're going to jump in. We're going to talk to Ben. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Ben, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to all you guys and your family and all your listeners. What a great show yesterday with Rambo. That was the most educational show I've ever heard in my life. It was like National Geographic.
That's awesome. Rad, buddy.
But anyway, I noticed everyone has a nickname. So Bassman Corey Sandin, Hookup Pete Gray, and now Rock Todd Rick Maxa. Anyway, I love you guys.
Thank you.
I just one tip for everybody, besides listening to your captain, your deckhands, wear some boots and some pants that have a shell. Don't wear your Levi's, you won't be stoked. And I love you guys. Merry Christmas again.
Great call, man. That's rad, Ben. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's a good stuff there. And you have to save some of that stuff for next Saturday.
I know.
Yeah,
spectacular,
exactly,
right?
It almost felt like it right there. Yeah, for sure. Here's an interesting text from Alexis in San Carlos. And it says, good morning, guys. Can you guys give me a quick rundown on some pros and cons of different rail rod materials such as E-glass, S-glass, and carbon fiber composite?
Sure. So the quick rundown between those materials is kind of in recoil speeds. S-glass is a fiberglass. There's more like fibers that make up the weave than an E-glass.
Sponginess.
Uh-huh.
Like it's spongier.
Exactly. Graphite is snappier and faster recoiling, and some of those carbons are even faster still. So it's kind of in how quickly the rod recoils. Corey said it best. Like a rod with more glass in it is more of a spongy, softer feel, which is great for keeping the hooks into things, not being too jarring. A faster, snappier recoil wants to be straight more than glass does. So if you can imagine on the rail with that rod really loaded up, the graphite is going to provide better lift to the fish. Like it wants to lift the weight at the end of the rod a little better than the glass does, and glass is more forgiving on the angler to hang on to. That doesn't mean that one is right and one is wrong, but those are the...
What is Rock Cod Rick like?
I like a graphite composite. You know, like I still think it's difficult to beat a high-end West Coast made rod.
Yeah, CalStar.
You know, it's the best.
Which one?
It's my favorite. I mean, I'm the 770 series, and that's their original railroad series. They've made additions to that, the 7400 series. which are faster still, meaning that the rod's bending quicker to tip. It puts even more pressure on the fish and provides even more lift, but it's a little bit less for the angler to hang on to. And I like the 770. For me, that's when that fish is up high and far away and the rod's in your waist and you're still having to hang on to it and you're weaving in and out of the other anglers that are on the boat and you've got to grab a hold of that thing and throw a big bend under it so you can let a guy sit underneath you. It's still forgiving enough that you do that. Some of those ultra-fast rail rods, to me, are just, they're great when the fish is straight up and down and you're in low gear, but you still have to angle with it, too.
Right.
So for me, that 770 series from CalStar is still the ultimate rail rod.
It's and then the one I really like is that Therese rail rod that was designed after that rod that Shimano came out with.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's pretty much a similar copy to that, and that rod is got
it's great.
Power.
Yeah, I mean exactly. It is quite similar too.
Yeah,
and I really like it.
So, question: can you get any of those rods?
CalStar's tough, man. I mean, what do you say? They're my favorite people. I love them. They're tough. Like you know, it's a family that, you know, still a family business, and they are doing everything they can. They still absolutely produce rods. We got a nice order just the other day at the shop, but it's slow, and they really are. They're hard to come by. I don't know what more to say than that. Like, we're all hoping that the production ramps up and they keep kicking out the best rods out there, but they're not easy to find. You know, they just they service a lot of great dealers, and there's only so much that they can do, and they don't produce rods super fast. They are gettable, and if you wait, eventually the one will come. There's also some other great options out there. To me, CalStar is always going to be amongst the favorites.
Yes.
CalStar will always be a favorite, but there's other great ones too.
What about the Shimano Therese? Can you still get that one?
They're pretty tough too, man. I don't know that rod that you're talking about is still currently available. I think it slid off of the availability.
Gotcha. Okay. Crazy.
I can tell you that there's something cool coming down the
line.
That's the only thing that I'm allowed to say.
We can say there is really something, and we're going to talk about it here on Let's Talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Next year when it gets introduced, but it's really, really cool.
Yeah, they've done a very appropriate amount of due diligence and have spent a lot of time in R&D, and they've been through a lot of revisions, long-range captains and tackle stores and a lot of that kind of stuff. And I love it when people we get a lot of stuff that comes through Fisherman's Landing saying, hey, what do you think of this and what do you think of that? And a lot of times they'll make notes and it'll just come out anyways. And it costs a lot of money to continue to revamp a product to get it to being perfect, and they've done exactly that. So that's all I'm allowed to say, but there's something really cool coming down the pipe.
So without spilling the beans, I mean, it's fitting right within this whole conversation.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, say that. There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
That sounds good, buddy. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, hey, hi guys, thanks for taking my call. So, probably 90% of my fishing is saltwater, and the only freshwater I do is maybe trout fishing in the Sierras or maybe locally in the Cuyamaca. But, I remember, when the guys from ECBT were here and they were talking about, frog fishing when that would be appropriate. Do you guys have any experience in that? It's something that I may want to try just as another option.
Corey has a passion for rock fishing, right, Corey? And especially a light tackle rock fishing.
Huh? I do. I love our local rock fishing. Almost all of it, less than 300 feet of water. Some of it as shallow as 125, 130 feet, you know, pretty shallow. And I use 20-pound Power Pro, no heavier than 30-pound Power Pro, and super skinny. Yeah. You're straight up and down. Mm-hmm. It's mono-e-mono. It's you against one fish.
Right.
It might be up to a 5-pound red. It might be, I don't know, a 10-pound lean cod, but it's your direct drive up and down, and that 20 or 30-pound Power Pro is really all you need. I use a little bit heavier leader, or I'll even use like on a Colt Sniper type jigging spoon. I'll use 50, 60 feet of like 15-pound monofilament too.
Yeah.
And it helps the action. It helps, you know, if you hook a nice 5-pound red and the thing's dogging you, you've got some sponge factor to the whole situation. But I love that, man. A 200 size reel.
Yeah.
A light.
I didn't believe it until I went with them and saw it.
Man.
And it's fun. It's
a lot
really
of fun.
Yeah. Fishing little jigs and little plastics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they bite it.
Oh, they do. And because it's smaller, they're, you know, in the local pressured scene, it gets bit better.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, for sure. There's I've got a few texts here that there's some issues with some of the streams that are going out there. But there's no issue with the Let's Talk Hookup app. I can tell you that for sure because I've checked it a couple times during the show. A lot of people listen to us on Tuned In Radio. I guess that's where one of the issues is happening. Okay. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app.
It's free.
Just go direct. And we generally speaking, knock on wood, we don't have a lot of issues with that.
Yeah.
And so if you're listening on some other type of format, Tuned In or whatever, just download the Let's Talk Hookup app and listen on the live stream or listen to the archives on there.
Well said.
So, all right.
Hey, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. I'm really curious, and I have a question for Corey. Have you ever fished out of Port Ocitos in the Sea of Cortez? If so, what do you think about it? That's from Darren in Huntington Beach.
You know, I haven't fished out of Port Ocitos. I've driven by, short fin Corvina and, you know, the Cabrilla thing and all that wouldn't be a very far distance if you hired a Ponga or towed your own rig down or it's beautiful down there.
Yeah.
Man. Like, how do you go wrong?
Yeah. And that's just south of San Felipe, right?
It is. Yeah. It's a beautiful looking coast.
Yeah.
I mean, that
kind of on the way to Gonzaga Bay.
Well, like your guest last week.
Yeah, exactly.
A little dangerous. No, it sucks down there. Right?
Yeah.
That was so much fun. Yeah, oh, my hood? No, my hood sucks, man.
You don't want to go there.
Go somewhere else. Somewhere else is real good.
Yeah. but Port Ocitos looks beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
looks
a
prime.
Spot.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
For sure. Hey, another great text here from Dan in Irvine says, on my Ridge trip, Oahu broke my 80-pound Power Pro, not at the knot, but about 150 feet into the body of the line. The line is 5 to 10 years old. How often do I need to change my Spectra?
I had that one queued up also. You know, I think that you need to cue your Spectra, or you need to change your Spectra when it starts to do things like that. The Spectra itself doesn't just go bad, but you can wear it out, and you can rub under the boat, and you can be in a tangle with a guy that, you know, in your mind didn't cause you any problems 2 years ago. You know, 2 years ago, Corey and I were coming down the rail, and I was under, and he was over, and our fish, you know, wrapped for a couple minutes, and we got that dealt with, and, like, maybe that was the creation of a problem that is felt years down the road. And, you know, if you've got 5 to 10 years worth of good service out of that reel, I'd probably change it. Like, odds are that thing's going to last you just fine for a long time coming, but it's cheap to do on a reel like that, especially if you're doing bigger trips and longer trips. If you got 5 or 10 years of great service, and then you're starting to have an issue here or there, that's probably when it's time to swap it out. But I don't think that there's just a black or white.
Black or
after
white.
6 years, it's time to change
it. Yeah, and it'll last forever. It's not going to go bad, right?
Right. But it can rub the boat.
Exactly. Here's the thing, too. It might be 50-pound test,
mm-hmm.
and that's direct drive. That's from point A to point B with the line stretched, 50-pound, but anything touches that, and it's softer than maybe a 10-pound monofilament.
Sure.
I mean, it's that.
Yeah.
And the other thing to do, too, is I'll take that reel, and I'll wind it onto another reel, and now you have a fresh end of that Spectra
on the top.
Here.
Yeah.
Done.
Good idea.
Flip it.
So just flip it. Yeah, and Oahu is going to put the test to it because they run so fast.
Sure.
If anything's going to break it, that Oahu on their first run is going to break it. But the other thing, too, is when you change it, if you have solid, do you have to change the whole thing, or can you splice it? I know with hollow, you can just splice in a new piece and
sure.
you're good.
But I mean, you know, anything is doable. If it's solid to solid, there are plenty of Spectra to Spectra knots that you can do.
Such as? What would you use?
My favorite is always going to be back-to-back Bimini's. It's the strongest way to do it, in my opinion. If you have hollow on your reel, you could pull the solid into the hollow and, you know, kind of nail knot it down is a way you can get after it. You could splice a loop in the hollow and then tie a Bimini and loop them that way. You could use back-to-back uni knots. There's a number of ways to do it. For me, the strongest will always be two Bimini's with a cat's paw, but that's going through the guides under pressure, it flies through. Bimini's real small diameter, but that's not the type of connection you want to cast through your guide. So if it was down,
it would be deep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Pardon me, including finding out who's going fishing. We're giving away a trip on board the San Diego. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I can't believe how fast these 2 hours went by, man. Lots of fun with you guys talking fishing. All right, let's do it. Let's find out who's getting that full-day trip on the San Diego. No, all good. It's a texter, and the texter big winner today, Dave. Congratulations on the text. You're going fishing on that trip on board the San Diego.
Yeah, congratulations. I will give
solid
you a call
flip,
after
Corey.
That was a good solid.
Yeah, solid flip.
Yeah, for sure. And I have been corrected by many of our listeners. We did also have issues on our app with our stream. I apologize for that. We're going to work on correcting that. But the good news is if you missed any portion of the show today, it'll be posted right after the show by our great man, Adam. We'll get it up, and you can listen to the archive, any portion you may have missed. Want to revisit some of the show, just tune into the Let's Talk Hookup archives. You can do that via the app as well as at letstalkhookup.com, and they're always available there for sure. And, again, thanks, Corey, for jumping
fun.
In.
Yeah,
for Rosie
cool,
and Jeff. We had a lot of fun together. We'll be doing this again next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Dude, the spectacular.
Is going to be spectacular.
Here we go.
I'm just excited about it. And being Christmas Eve, that's going to be really cool.
Even better.
Yeah, so that's going to be really cool. And
special.
It's going to be a fast week this week. So,
no doubt.
A lot going on. And the fish are still biting. And
crazy.
A lot of fun,
man.
Yeah, and Wyatt's first Christmas.
We're ready for it, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's meeting Santa today.
Oh, he's meeting Santa today. That's cool. Well, hey. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board today. Merry Christmas to you, JP, and Happy New Year. And thanks to all our listeners. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks to all our listeners, our callers, our texters, and all the people that support Let's Talk Hookup, our sponsors, everybody out there. And then next Saturday, we said it again, our Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. That's going to be fun. Get ready for that. And then next Sunday, it'll be a pre-recorded show for Christmas Day, and that's going to be a lot of fun, too. You'll want to tune into that. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.